Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Mile High Five podcast. I'm Doug Cunnington, and today my guest host is Dusty Young. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm very caffeinated. I had one of those energy drinks earlier and coffee, so I am ready to go. And you have sat in with me several times in the past, and we hang out often. For people that don't know you, who are you? What do you do these days?
Yeah, so Dusty Young. I'm a fellow Longmont resident. If you want to know the full details, you can always go back to one of these former episodes and learn more. But for right now, I am semi-retired or taking a sabbatical and hanging out in Longmont working on Airbnb management. I have some rental properties in Michigan still and getting ready for the holiday season. So kind of excited about all the things that are coming up soon.
So we'll link up and people could find the other episodes that you've sat in. And today it's a mailbag episode / questions from Facebook. So we're going to talk about where I see myself in 5 years, which I still don't know how I'm going to answer that. We'll get an update from you, Dusty. You've been retired for about 5 years or semi-retired. It sounds like five months.
You want to give me that much credit?
I'll talk about some of my hobbies and the advantages of living here in Longmont. So we'll also link up to the Facebook group. This is one of the first episodes with Carl being gone, but Carl was sort of spearheading and wanted to do the Facebook group. But with him not doing that, then I have to figure something out. So I will link up to it. I will also figure out how to manage the Facebook group in some way, which just means I think I just have to log in occasionally. I'm good at delegating as well. So that's one of my skills. But we'll link up to that. You could also shoot me an email, doug@milehighfi.com, and the questions could make it into a future mailbag. So this comment is from Mike. Says, good luck to Carl. This is just a comment, not a question or anything. Mike says, I'm going to miss hearing his voice regularly, and I hope that any future co-hosts have the same passion for asparagus that Carl brought to the show. Dusty?
I love asparagus. Sign me up. I haven't taken part in any studies yet, but give me a little bit of time.
Yeah, I'm sure Carl can hook you up with that. And the funny thing is, we eat more asparagus now than we did before just because we talk about it on the show, which is weird. Do you find yourself eating more?
Messaging?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We did find a bunch of asparagus in Spain. So we did try some white asparagus. We peeled asparagus.
Were there different varieties that you...
I've never had these thick white asparagus, but that's what they had in Spain. And you actually had to peel them, season them. So it was different than asparagus that you get here that you just throw on a pan and put a little bit of oil in and go.
And they grow those in the dark, right? Is that the deal?
It's a good question. Maybe we should ask ChatGPT.
Yeah, I'll have to do some research on that later. So first question is from producer Chris. So this one's for me. So
yeah, Dusty, can I ask you?
Yes.
So producer Chris says, Doug, I know this is a stereotypical interview question, but where do you see yourself in 5 years? With Elizabeth's recent retirement and your continued involvement in the Phi community, how do you see your life changing, or perhaps not, in the next handful of years?
First off, in 5 years, I know I'll be celebrating the anniversary of answering this question. So it's one of those moments. I don't know. I think over the last 10 years, since I've been working for myself, I really don't know more than about 18 months out or so, or I'm not even thinking that far out. I have been working less and less over the past, I would say, 4 to 5 years. So after we moved to Longmont, I was starting to wrap things up a little bit and just see what happens if I do less. And it's been great. So I kind of distilled it down to the things that I really like doing, which is pretty much what I'm doing now. However, there are pieces that have sort of dwindled. So my online course business, I've sunset as of the last couple months, I've sunset all the courses, really trimmed down what I was working on. And that has been good. I've also been traveling more like this summer. So we were like, Dusty, you joined us in Leadville for a couple days while Elizabeth and I hiked some, and you got a Melanzana for people that aren't watching. So you have a couple now, right?
I do. I have two now. I went from zero to two pretty quickly.
And yeah, and I have way too many now. We'll do a fashion show sometime soon. But the point is, I'm not sure in 5 years. It's a pretty long time frame. I like what I'm doing now, but I could see it shifting after a certain amount of time, usually about 5 years on a specific project. I usually have wavering interest and will start layering on some other thing. I'm not really sure what I'm layering on right now. Love the FI community, love the people that I'm meeting. It's definitely added more happiness and contentment in my life. So I definitely see that continuing on, but I could imagine actually Carl mentioned in some recent episode, he was like, I think I'm not going to go to any FI events next year. I think maybe he was traveling a whole lot, and I know he's going to economy. He mentioned that. But the thing is, after some time, it loses its novelty if you keep going to the same event at the same place with the same people. So having some novelty or taking a break so that when you go back, you're like, oh yeah, I do like this, but maybe I go to this specific event once every 3 years instead of every year. So, and I see Georgie is looking around. She feels comfortable with you, Dusty. You're one of the few people that could pet her. So she's wandering.
She's such a good baby. So I do have a question to kind of piggyback on producer Chris's question. You and Elizabeth have both read Die with Zero, and they talk a lot about bucketing experiences. So have you thought about what experiences you want to have in the next 5 years?
We actually made a list, and I don't have it handy, but I know we are visiting national parks. So that was some of the travel we just did. And there are some national parks that are tougher to get to. And I think Georgie's not going to live forever, unfortunately. So at some point we'll be able to travel a little bit more freely. Cause right now it's like, we drive places, we don't leave her alone for long. You're like one of the few people that has pet sat her and hung out with her, but it's a full-time job, you know, as any parent knows, caring for a dog is a full-time job. So we'll probably do more travel and travel to places that we won't want to do when we're 68 or whatever. So that would be some of the national parks in Alaska that are tougher to get to. There's a few others that are just a little bit tougher to get to. So it would be that. And then I have a couple spots that I want to visit again that require international flights. So I think we would probably lean into that and, you know, potentially do a little more slow travel. But we were just out of town for, it was only 5 or 6 days. We couldn't wait to get back home. We like our house. We like the space that we have. We like the routine and everything. So I don't know if we'll do any nomading or some people are we're going to hit the road. I don't think we're going to hit the road. We were in a very small Airbnb for about 5 nights and Elizabeth lost it. She was have you talked to her about that yet? she was just I'm ready to go home. This is way too small. The funny thing is the first day of the trip, she was what if we got a camper van and lived in a van? And I was I think we could try it out. Maybe we could do it for a few days or whatever. And we should definitely test it out. I want to test it out. But by the end of the trip, after she was losing her shit, I was you still think the camper van's going to work? We had compared to a camper van, we had a huge fucking amount of space.
Mansion.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just they could be very convenient on where you can store a ton of stuff, but it's if you want to set your coffee cup down, you have to put up the bed and stuff, right? They're great, but there are trade-offs for sure.
some people love them. I think. You know, we are pro Airbnb in our travels. We are pro Airbnb, and we do. When we were in Frisco, they had this hat and it was, I love camping. and it had like a little trailer. And James was like, yeah, I think you could pull this off. He's like, people might even believe it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. So we, great question. We have done some time bucketing exercises. So like, I know there's a huge popularity in like the cruises and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure like I want to start doing cruises like now, because I think those will be great when we're older and we want to not move around as much. But now, I mean, like most of our travel in the last few weeks, it's been like hiking and doing like outdoor stuff. I don't want to fucking sit in the cabin on a cruise. Again, I know like a lot of our friends are doing cruise stuff.
You're going on the cruise. I feel offended. I went on the cruise.
Yeah, like people fucking love the cruise, but I'm like...
I was paranoid that I would hate the cruise.
Yeah.
Because I run outside. Yeah. And I thought, so what am I going to do? But I ended up just like doing laps on the cruise ship. And you can easily get in, you know, I'd get in 8 miles doing these like up and down laps. And that worked for me. And I liked that all the food was prepared. And
yeah,
you know, I actually liked it more than I thought I would. I don't know that I would have done it if it hadn't been about the experiences with people.
Right.
Right. Like to me, people are, it's why I wanted to join you guys in Leadville.
Right.
Like how much fun that I just get to go hang out with you guys for a couple of days and experience Leadville and do it with my best friends. I mean, that just seems pretty perfect.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you said it, right? Like you're excited about coming home because Longmont offers so much on a day-to-day basis that you can go to Rocky Mountain National Park. You can hang out with friends. You can go curling. You can play pickleball. Like mm-hmm. there's so much that you can do. And I kind of like that you don't have this, oh, in 5 years, I'm going to be here. Like, right. It's here or bust. It's, no, I'm going to actually adapt, and there's some things that I want to do. And depending on how long Georgie is here, we might do those things in 4 years or 6 years. And right now, with Georgie here, we want to enjoy that time, so we're going to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
I also think you should work a little harder on getting Chili Pad to sponsor you because that might make travel more enjoyable.
Indeed. Yeah. I actually brought that along for the last trip. So it's something I should probably like think about, and I don't know if I'll journal on it or it's tough. Yeah. Seeing yourself in 5 years. And I'd love to get comments from people. You could leave it on YouTube if you happen to be watching there. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? How do you think about those things? Yeah. So I want to mention Chris, our producer. So Chris has been helping out for, I think, over a year now. He's been doing an awesome job. He like recently retired and he was like, I am looking for something. And that was about a year ago. So he's been helping out, been doing an awesome job. He has a blog out there with his friend. It's called epicfinancialjourney.com. They're really just getting started. So you can go have a look. I'll put a link in the show notes and description and give him a shout. Go check out his blog and see what's going on. So Chris did have a question for you, Dusty. How is retirement going? Any updates or new observations since the last time we chatted?
So I would say my first 5 months of retirement have been an adventure. We talked about how I spent a little bit of additional time in Spain that I wasn't expecting. I came back from Spain and my friend that I hang out with frequently told me that they were going to go to Frisco for a month and I about lost it. I thought they said 10 days and then realized it was a month. So I actually ended up spending most of a month in Frisco, which was really fun to just experience a different town and a different culture. And it felt a little more like where I grew up. There's 2,700 people. Where I grew up is about 2,000 people. So just kind of a nice, slow pace for the summer. I got injured, so I actually have not run since July, which is pretty crazy for me. So if you guys listen to previous episodes, you'll know like it's kind of my go-to for stress relief and fun. So that has been different. I've gotten more into gravel biking as a result because it's something you can still do and kind of get through. And I would say I am just now kind of getting back from summer travel and playing and trying to figure out what's next. So I think that, you know, they say it takes a long time. And that's probably very true. And there are some times where it just feels like such a honeymoon phase. And you think, huh, it's a Tuesday and I get to do whatever I want. Elizabeth and I talk about this a lot where we just say, I can't believe it's Wednesday and we don't have to work tomorrow. So we can be out and we can do this or we can do that. But it is different. And there are some days where you just really want something to do. So I've been doing a lot more volunteering and I enjoy that, but I'd like to find something a little bit more consistent. So I guess my update is that I'm still figuring this out. And if anyone has suggestions, throw them in the Facebook group or even just prompts, you know, like this, where are you going to be in 5 years? And I like when I was working, we'd always do the 10-3-1-3, which is where you're going to be in 10 years, 3 years, 1 year, 3 months. So if you guys have suggestions on what prompts or what I could journal on that says, hey, you know, you're trying to figure this out. What's bringing you alive? What are you enjoying? What do you want to do more of? What do you want to do less of? Because those are the things that I'm still kind of figuring out. And I am really enjoying having the freedom this time of year because I can go into the mountains and look for elk. You know, we just went up to the park and we went to Elk Fest and we found bulls and learned more about elk and bear and all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm loving having that kind of time.
Did you feel like you decompressed pretty quickly? Because some people, okay, do you still feel like you are decompressing?
I do. And I still feel like there are some things that just make you feel like you're losing momentum. Where when you're working, you still get these wins. Like every day you kind of get these wins because you're doing something, you're accomplishing something, you're seeing your work pay off. And when you're dealing with your own stuff, sometimes it does feel like you're continually decompressing or things just, you know, you have more time to do your own Pinterest projects and you just think, I am terrible at this. Like, can I not do anything right? Like, I just need a win today. I just need something to go right. And, you know, like for a while this summer, I fell off my bike. I fractured my kneecap. I sprained my knee. I got the stomach flu. Had another pipe that burst in my basement. It just felt like everything was kind of again and again and again. And you think, oh, I'm so lucky because I'm retired and I have time to deal with this and I'm so grateful. And I am. Like all of those things are true. And sometimes I miss those wins at work where you can just show up and be like, oh yeah, I'm winning because I totally know what I'm doing. And this is easy. Like I have this figured out because I've done it for 17 years because I worked at the same place for over 17 years and I knew what I was doing. So it's pretty easy to get that dopamine hit of, oh, I'm winning. I've got this.
Yeah.
And when you're retired, you don't have that. So you do have the decompressing. And also like I'm at the stage of my life where things are changing. So I'm not sleeping that well. And you know, I'm super grateful that I have time to deal with it. And also sometimes that lack of structure is like, oh, this is kind of scary.
Before we started, I was like, I need to make sure I don't go on too long and ramble on. But I'm like, we could talk for like 4 hours because like there's the productivity piece. It goes so deep. But like this time of year is awesome. And there were so many times because, you know, like we were up in Leadville and then we were in Great Basin National Park. You weren't with us for that. But basically, scenery was absolutely beautiful. The leaves have been amazing. Mm-hmm. It's been super quiet. When we were in Leadville, it was the middle of the week. There was like, I mean, it's a small town anyway, but there was like no one there. So just being out and like, it's quiet. There's not much busyness going on. It feels really, really good.
It feels amazing. And if you guys are listening, we don't have like pictures to show you, but if you just Google Leadville or Google Frisco, Google Dillon Reservoir. Yesterday, I sat in the park on the way back from Leadville. I have this like little love affair right now with Frisco. I know you're laughing to the person that is listening to this, but I have a love affair with Frisco and I don't feel any stress at all when I'm just sitting by the reservoir and I'm by the water and I'm just, it's amazing. In Leadville, I felt no stress. Like you can just sit in the park and enjoy these colors and forget about everything and be so grateful for where we are. And on honestly, like on Tuesdays, we have potluck and I'm so excited to see everyone that I don't think about things. But on just like a random Wednesday, especially if the weather is crappy and I'm not outside, I'm like, oh, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, yeah. Or again, I'll pull us back on track in a second. But like, I often wake up in the middle of the night also, especially like 3 to 4. That's the worst because I'm like, should I go back to sleep? I'm going to probably wake. Like, we have this similar. It's actually the first time that we chatted, we talked about sleep. I don't know if you remember. So anyway, yeah.
Our first Discord message was, it was me sleep. Asking you about what you were recommending with sleep.
And yeah. So anyway, we can go on and on. But yeah, we're super fortunate. And when I do think like, on a random day, I'm like, I can't believe we're here. And I can't believe we don't work. We don't have jobs. And if someone would have told me like 20 years ago, I would have been like, when I'm like 45, I'm just going to be like goofing around doing whatever I want. Like I was, and this exactly what I did in college, actually. Like I was in Leadville in like 2002 and 3, like visiting friends and stuff. And I'm like, oh, it'd be so amazing to just be able to do this.
All the time.
Yeah.
So and now we're so lucky. Which is amazing. We are so lucky. I do wish that my like very long-standing, never-ending renovation would just, you know, fix itself so that I could play all day, every day. But I do. I know. I love that. Also, you know, Doug's looking for Facebook stuff. If you guys can put any sleep tips in there, that'd be amazing. Because when I wake up at 3 a.m., people are like, well, what do you do at 3 a.m.? And I think, I try to go back to sleep. Like, that is what I do. And then I work myself up and I don't fall back asleep.
Well, this is a great spot. I was going to hold it for a second, but we do have our sponsor, Ghost Bed. And we have been talking about sleep a lot. And let's tie it into happiness a little bit. When you get a really good night's sleep, how do you feel the next day?
I feel so good.
It's amazing when I'm like totally stressed out. I'm like, everything's crazy, probably over caffeinate. And then if I finally get the good night's sleep, then I'm like, what was I even worried about before? This is crazy. So let me ask you this. When you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, all right, I'm just going to try to go back to sleep. How does that work out?
Not so hot.
Do you have a strategy? Do some breathing exercises or something like that?
I haven't done too many breathing exercises. I do have an Instagram account that I follow where if I get to the point where I get up to get my phone, I'll pull up that Instagram account and it helps you breathe in. So it actually has like tones where you breathe in and hold and then exhale. Super calming. Da, 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 da.
But you have to go to Instagram. It's like,
right. And
that's crazy. It's like going to a drug dealer for like, hey, can you just take me to the rehab center? It doesn't make sense. Okay.
No, my initial strategy is to just journal. Like I just try to like brain dump everything that's in my perfect. Head.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't work. Like, I usually just end up fighting with myself about why I'm not sleeping from 3 until it's an acceptable time to get up. And then I'll get up. Have you figured it out?
Usually, if I'm having trouble, I'll start reading. Usually, I read fiction at night. So I'll just, I'll give myself like 20 or 30 minutes. And if I'm still not falling asleep, then I'll grab my Kindle, I'll start reading, and after usually like 10 or 15 minutes, like I'm falling asleep again, and I'm all right. So do you read fiction at night, or?
I do, and I listen to it. If I'm reading it, I have a harder time falling asleep because I am just invested in the character, so then I want to see where the book is going, so it doesn't work well. But I think what I should do, I'm thinking about this out loud, I should just put on a movie because anytime I'm watching a movie, I fall asleep. So maybe I should just try putting on a movie in the middle of the night.
And that's funny. Usually I will like keep watching, like a movie would keep me up. So
we tried to watch Indiana Jones the other night and he's like, what did you think of the first hour? And I was like, it's a good nap.
You're just like,
I didn't catch any of that.
Man. So, Ghost Bed. Thanks to Ghost Bed. They've been sponsoring us for a little while. Family-owned business with 20-plus years of experience. They have over 60,000 five-star reviews. And you could check out, I really like their Lux mattress. So, that's the one. Should be coming very, very soon. We checked out the Classic. It was a little firmer. If people are unsure, you can definitely take the sleep quiz that they have on their website. You can save 50% site-wide if you go to ghostbed.com/milehighfi, or if you use Mile High Fi at checkout. Sleeping's so important.
It is. And this is pretty amazing. 101-night at-home sleep trial and a 20-year warranty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely doing the right thing.
Okay, next question from Niall. I think that's his name.
Yeah, Niall. And this one is for you too. So they would be interested in hearing more about your hobbies, even if you aren't actively pursuing them at the moment. So whether that's home brewing, cooking, barbecue, guitar, bonus points if you can relate it to fire, but not necessary. I can relate it to our community. We benefit greatly from Doug's hobbies, like cooking.
Thank you. Yeah, so I think I can do a whole episode on this, so maybe I'll save some of the details and all that stuff, because I'm sure I'm forgetting some stuff. Cooking, I love it. I grew up watching like cooking shows and getting obsessed.
Really?
Yeah. And then like my family cooks a lot, where when we get together, we just like cook and we talk about food. And like when we talk, we just talk about meals that we've had and stuff like that. So yeah, super into it. I have like probably more, as many cooking books as I have like business books and stuff like that. And yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
A favorite cookbook?
Yeah.
No, maybe I really like Alton Brown. He was the host on Good Eats. So I guess he has like four or five books or so. But anyway, I really like those. But I watched his show first and then got the books later. So cooking, I love it. And then a sub topic in that area is like barbecue. So really got into like cooking brisket and pork butt. And I'm not big on ribs, but yeah, the brisket, once I like got into that, I was really into it. Have you had my brisket before?
Did you win the brisket bake off or the brisket contest?
I did. Yeah. There's a little trophy around here somewhere.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like I've seen that picture and I got to taste the brisket.
Oh, you did. You,
which
you were
was
there.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
I voted. I think I voted for you. Or if I didn't, I did now.
And just to clarify, it was a small private competition with just one other very good cook. Anyway, yeah, it was really fucking good. I could do a good brisket. And let's see, what's some other stuff? So homebrewing, I can give a little bit of an update. So I started homebrewing in 2007 or so, and then got pretty deep into it and started judging and became like a high-level judge. I don't homebrew as much now. And there's so much good beer around here. And I'll do probably like 2 to 3 batches per year. The thing that I'm experimenting with is low alcohol beers right now. So I've been doing like 1.5% to 2.5% beers. And unlike a lot of homebrewing where you don't actually save money by homebrewing, you have to buy all this equipment and the ingredients aren't super cheap. If you do low alcohol, it actually is not as many ingredients. And I bought all this equipment like over 10 years ago. So just in general, like I could do a batch of beer and it's maybe, you know, a third of the price of what I would pay for like normal beer. And the weird thing with non-alcoholic commercial beer, it costs the same or more as
alcoholic beer. I was wondering if it was the same and if you would get to the point where you're doing completely non-alcoholic.
It's more difficult. So I would never do a completely non-alcoholic. There's some other processes that I don't have the equipment to do, but very low alcohol I think is better just because like there is some flavor in the alcohol and like it changes things a little bit. So that's the fun stuff with the home brewing. And then finally the guitar, like I have several guitars sitting around. You can't see them on YouTube, but I love it. I want to play more. And I think if I, you know, going back to the other question, if I do less work, I'll probably like practice guitar more. And I'll go through stages where I like play a lot each week. And then like we were out of town and did some stuff. And like, I didn't play.
Well, this time of year in Colorado, especially, is very hard for hobbies, I find.
Yeah.
Because it's the perfect time of year to be outside. So you just like want to be looking at fall colors or going for a hike. Or I think if you haven't been to Colorado, I just can't say enough about it, but this is a perfect time of year because it's not too hot. When it is hot, it's just for a couple of hours. So it's not like the summer where you kind of, your whole afternoon is really almost too hot to do a lot outside. So right now, I think it's like hard to find time to play more guitar or to do more home brewing or to do some of these things where you're like, well, once it's kind of cold or icky and there's not enough snow to ski or do some of that stuff, it's like the perfect time to double down on hobbies.
And I think that is exactly what will happen. Because the other hobbies, I spend a lot of time like either doing something active. I don't want to say like working out specifically, but I walk quite a lot. Probably, I think if I looked back, it's probably like 13 to 14,000 steps per day for the last like 8 years or whatever, however much data I have, like it's pretty consistent. Usually go to the gym a few times a week. We've been playing pickleball. And I've actually like taken a couple lessons and tried to get better because Elizabeth she's very good. She used to play tennis. So a lot of the skills transfer over.
She's a pro.
Yeah, she's really good. So I've been trying to spend some time on it just in general. And yeah, I've done a couple 14ers this year. So I have been trying to hike more. And like you said, just be outdoors. And soon it will be colder outside. There won't be as much daylight. And I'll be able to just like play guitar a little bit more. So, all right. And I'll think about that because having something to do, and to your point earlier, Dusty, like having these accomplishments, like working on a really hard song and then making no progress for weeks. And then all of a sudden, like you have whatever the mental breakthrough or like the muscle coordination or whatever, like kicks in and you're like, holy shit, it sounds like that song.
Yeah, I just did the thing.
Yeah. You mentioned musical instruments when we were talking, I don't know, in the last couple of weeks. Is there any instrument that you're interested in?
Yeah. So I actually have a keyboard and I'm going to try to learn piano once it gets cooler.
All right.
So I would say piano and sewing are the two things that are on my immediate hobby list that I would like to pursue. But all of these things are after finishing my place because I have delayed it long enough.
Yeah. So how many hours left do you think do you have on the house or the place? Yeah.
Good question. I would say probably 120 hours.
Okay.
So there are just a lot of things still to be done and some things that have had to be redone that have added some extra time. But,
okay,
you know, as long as we can stop having any water leaks and that kind of stuff, that'll be great.
Just like a 6 week period where nothing breaks or something.
Yes, where it's just easy peasy. But I'm excited. Like I have countertops coming, which is really exciting. And my sink will arrive today, which is also exciting. So
that
lots
is
of fun
good.
Stuff. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to the last question from Aaron. And it's a couple questions. So one, does living in Longmont make it easier to retire and like have like a sort of a social group where people kind of understand? Because the thing is, like if I was back in Atlanta, for example, and all my friends were in the corporate world, they would be like, what the fuck are you doing? This is crazy. And they wouldn't be able to hang out. But here it's a little bit different. So Dusty, you gave a pretty good plug earlier. Is there anything else to add about like the community here?
It's incredible. I mean, I can't say enough about the community here and how wonderful it is to just have people that if you want to go for a walk on a Tuesday, you go for a walk on a Tuesday. We have potlucks on Tuesday nights. We try to do pizza on Friday. We take trips together. So, you know, like I met Doug and Elizabeth up in Leadville, and that was fantastic. I went to see another friend in Salida and we hung out. We can do so much together. And I think what makes it easier is you have similar interests. You have things that you're excited about doing. There's always just like this wonderful turnout. This past weekend, we did a postcard writing party. We had a clothing swap. Bunch of people like were already up in Rocky Mountain National Park hiking. So we all tried to connect after. It's just there's no shortage of things to do. And sometimes we talk about this, like how long can this last and what does it look like? And, you know, it just feels like magic where you're living college with your favorite people. just as an adult, when you have the money to do things, to drink good beer, to go to Leadville and stay in an Airbnb, it feels like college because you have everyone so close and you can like easily hang out, but you still have your own space. So I think living in Longmont makes it easier to, one, be around people that just appreciate you for who you are and lift you up on a regular basis and understand what you're going through, understand that, yeah, you feel so blessed and also there are days that you struggle. I think living in Longmont makes it easier to find people to hang out with and to do things with. I think it also makes it fun, like for someone like me who is excited about doing potluck on a Tuesday or making Christmas cookies, you can find other people that are like, oh, you love this tradition of making Christmas cookies? Let's make it happen. And your wife has been amazing as a friend to me to just be like, oh, you have this crazy idea. Let's make it happen. And I think Longmont facilitates that. Like, it's just so easy to find people to connect with and people that have the time and resources to do things with and people that you just enjoy living life with. So, you know, a lot of people will say that they're lonely or they don't have people to hang out with or people to do things with. And I just am so grateful that we have Longmont.
Definitely makes it easier. I think we should offer a solution for people that don't live here. So if you're swinging by, you know, reach out to us because usually there's like a thing going on. Not always, but if you time it right, there might be like a big event at the
If you're here on
space.
Tuesday,
yeah.
We do have potluck almost every Tuesday.
And I would say like, you know, there's so many of the Choose FI local groups. You probably, depending on your, you know, the size of your city, you probably could find something similar. And maybe like an analogy would be like what I grew up going to church and like, it's kind of like that. It's just like a community where like people get together and like many of us don't go to church around here.
I feel like church gets a bad rap, but it's really just a social place. Like it is a place for you to have a consistent group of people to hang out with. And it doesn't have to be church. It doesn't have to be Longmont. It could be something that you find on Meetup. I mean, I had groups in Detroit where I came from. So I moved here from the Metro Detroit area and I played volleyball every week. And that was my group. You know, like we would play volleyball and then we would go hang out after. And then those friends became closer friends and we would mountain bike on Sundays and have lunch. You know, like I'd spend holidays with their family because my family lived pretty far away. So I'd say you have to put yourself out there. So if you're not in Longmont, it doesn't have to be Longmont. It has to be you finding your group, going on Meetup, putting yourself out there and then making it consistent. Because if you consistently show up somewhere every week, just like church, you're going to connect with people and you become friends, you become closer, and that just grows and grows and grows.
And secondary question, are we experiencing people around us being busier due to the cost of living? And I'll go first. I haven't noticed that, but I tend to, I'm not like overly social, so I don't know a ton of people outside of our core group. My other sort of small other community would be like the homebrewing community, but I'm not like actively a member in any homebrew club, but that would be like the group of people where there's, you know, a wide range of ages and professions and different stuff like that. And I just haven't been like an active member. The other thing I was going to say, like I do go, you know, grocery shopping and other stuff like during the day. And there's a lot of people out. There's a lot of people that have like flexible schedules. And then the other thing is I go to the rec center. And again, there's always people there and gyms are always, you know, it may not be as busy, but basically you end up with like, there's a bunch of people that seem to have a flexible schedule. So I haven't noticed it personally, but what about you?
I think our group in Longmont is consistently pretty busy. I think outside of this group where I see that people are busier, it's more because of school starting and the change of the seasons versus cost of living. And it might just be the people that I hang out with, right? Like if you're a parent, it's now crazier and yeah, you've got more commitments, more going on, more to do. So I don't know that I've noticed a lot with the cost of living just kind of the seasonality going from summer to fall.
Yeah, 100%. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up. So just a quick reminder, you can submit questions. You send it to Doug@milehighfi.com, or you could leave it in the Facebook group. So thanks a lot, Dusty. Where can people find you? We'll link up to it.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Dustina Louise, or it's probably the best place to find me, or you can find me on Facebook. I'm in the Mile High Fi group. So find me, friend me. I'm happy to connect.
All right. Thanks, Dusty.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the show. That was the Mile High Fi podcast, and I'm Doug Cunnington. If you dig the show, please do three things for us. Number one, tell a friend, a family member, an enemy about the show. We really don't care who you tell. Maybe forward them a specific show that you know that they will like. It's the single most helpful thing that you can do to spread the word. It's like giving us a virtual high five, and actually we don't give high fives in person, so the virtual kind's pretty good. And more importantly, your friend or family member or even your enemy will appreciate the fact that you were thinking of them. Number two, make sure you're following or subscribed on your podcast app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, YouTube, whatever you're using, and that way you won't miss a show. And number three, please leave us a rating and review. We read them on the show occasionally, and you might hear yours out there on an upcoming episode. Quick disclaimer. This show is not financial or legal advice. I'd actually be surprised if it sounded like it. It's really just for entertainment, and that's at least what we're hoping for. But seriously, get advice from professionals. So we'll catch y'all next week. So in one of the sort of like local hiking trails in Boulder, apparently there's a bear that's been seen, or bears been around there. So what's the story?
Yeah. So my friend does a ton of hiking in Chautauqua. That's kind of like his evening hike. And he loves to take pictures. So he has been sending me pictures of these two bears that are playing and hanging out. And the best pictures were last week because there was some college formal going on. So he sent me a picture of all of these college-age students in their formal gowns and, you know, kind of their digs. And then the bears just hanging out, playing. Hanging out.
Have you seen a bear like hiking or up close or anything ever?
I'm hoping to see it today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You went to see it. Well, it sounds like, are they like young bears?
Mm-hmm. There's okay. Two. And he has some really great pictures of them wrestling and like batting at each other and kind of playing around.
Yeah, yeah.
So I hope they're still there today. We were in Frisco for a couple of days, so maybe they've moved on, but I'm hoping not.
Okay. And I have only seen a bear one time, and it was out in the mountains as well. Chautauqua is not in the mountains, but it's in the foothills there, right in front of the Flatirons. Was walking Georgie with my brother-in-law in like Winter Park, Fraser area, and a bear like walked up. I mean, it was fairly big as well. Black bear, of course, in these parts, but yeah, walked like right up to us. We were probably only like 30 feet away or something like that. And it was coming straight towards us, but we just happened to be in the path where it was going to turn and keep walking along the stream or whatever. And we were like off the main street of the town. Like we weren't super like deep in the woods or anything like that. So anyway, I was like a lot more cautious that walk. And Georgie, like, I don't think Georgie saw the bear, but like what sort of was like, let's go home, let's get out of here. So anyway, as long as you're far away, you'll be
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Yeah. I think it's going to be great to see.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like bears probably don't really care about us. I know we saw some elk last week and they certainly don't care. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh yeah.
As long as you don't get We're too here. Close.
Yeah, this is our space.
Yeah, and black bears are definitely different than grizzlies, and usually the grizzlies are a little bit bigger. But yeah, when we hiked like in Montana, we were a lot more cautious. Like we did not really want to see a bear.